Part 1. The Sword. 1. Ash. Then. I pulled a sword from a stone when I was 12 years old. A carnival had come to town, all lights and cotton candy and generators whirring in the summer heat. And Althea had given Kay and me each $10 to spend there. Kay, too cool and too old to be bothered with the rides, bought a soda and spent the evening flirting and showing off her new yarn braids, bright blue, and just finished after midnight the night before. But me, I spent every last dollar at the same booth, sandwiched between the ring toss and the place where you shot metal ducks with cork guns, was a small canopy strung with lights and carpeted by grass so trampled that the dirt showed through. It was a strength game, much like hitting a giant hammer on a scale. Pull the sword from the stone, and you won the blinking plastic crown hanging from the ceiling. If you could pull the sword up halfway, you won a stuffed animal. The stone was, of course, molded concrete, and the sword wasn't a real sword, just a piece of stamped metal rigged with bolts and slides to keep it from moving up all the way out of the stone. It was a money trap, exactly the kind of thing my adoptive mother, Althea, would refuse to let me spend her money on if she were there. But she wasn't there. And for some reason, I was determined. I think I had this idea that the crown would look good perched on my sister's new braids. I'm sure part of it was an adolescent desire to show off, and part of it still lay beyond the realm of explanation. I couldn't articulate why I wanted to do it. I just knew that I did. And so, on a hot summer's day, thunderclouds piling up like cars over the Missouri River, I spent $10 for 10 tries at the sword. I failed 9 times. On the 10th, the sword pulled free. A bolt must have broken, something sheared loose with a rattle and a snap, and all of a sudden I was staggering backwards, holding a sword-shaped piece of metal too heavy to keep upright.
"Holy shit, kid," the carnival worker said. "You broke that thing right off."
I was too stunned to answer, holding the sword-shaped metal like it was the answer to every question in the universe. Up until that moment, I'd been a good but unremarkable boy. I got good grades. I played a decent game of baseball. I got along with almost everyone. But holding that rusted, dull metal, the hilt cool in my hand, the humid air hot on my face, I felt the thrill of possibility, the insistent tugging feeling that I needed to be doing something, going somewhere, finding someone, the enchanting itch that there was a better, richer world just out of reach, that I could stretch out my fingers and part the air like a veil, and that behind that veil would be a place that was more than my own mundane life. The trees leafier, the sun warmer, and everything just more. Now I can look back at that tug or itch and call it destiny, or the beginning of my adult consciousness, depending on how pragmatic I'm feeling. But I had no words for it then. One moment, I was an ordinary boy, throwing his money away on a cheap carnival trick, and the next, I was a young man on the precipice of something dizzying in its depth. I've never told another soul what happened next. The carnival worker, still swearing in a mixture of disbelief, annoyance, and admiration, reached up for the plastic crown and held it out for me to take. And someone else took it before I could. It was a man, well, barely a man, really, early 20s and thin in a way that reminded me of birds